KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy. We have 69 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today, a high of 90. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Topping the news, a collision between two motorcycles and a car Sunday afternoon in Taylor County resulted in the motorcyclist being transported to hospitals in Des Moines and Mount Air. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2013 Harley-Davidson Softail motorcycle driven by 38-year-old Tammy Willett of Afton and a 2014 HD FLX HX motorcycle driven by 44-year-old Michael Priest of Shenandoah were traveling west on Highway 2 at around 1:20 p.m. while a 2010 Buick Lucerne driven by 90-year-old James Meek Sr. of Afton pulled away from a stop sign as he was heading north on Quail Avenue onto westbound Highway 2. The cycles collided with the side of the car. Willett was transported to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines by Mercy One helicopter, while Priest was transported by ambulance to the Ringgold County Hospital in Mount Air. Deputies of the Taylor County Sheriff's Office, personnel from Bedford Fire and Rescue, and Taylor County Ambulance assisted the State Patrol at the accident scene. A vacant Western Iowa warehouse might be redeveloped into an arts and entertainment center in Council Bluffs. Supporters of the project are raising money now with hopes of opening the center in late 2018. Judy Davis with the Pottawatomie County Arts, Culture, and Entertainment Organization says the project seems to be on schedule. The plan calls for converting the building into a space for traveling exhibits, rehearsal space for plays and classrooms, and a theater and public gathering space. The project would complement the Harvester Lofts apartments nearby that are geared toward the artistic community. Police in Red Oak report the arrest Sunday night of 26-year-old Dylan Thomas Griffith. The Red Oak man was taken into custody at around 11:15 p.m. for public intoxication. Griffith was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $300 cash bond. Officials said also 46-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras of Red Oak was arrested at around 8 p.m. Sunday for violation of a no-contact order. Oliveras was arrested Saturday evening as well for domestic abuse, simple assault. She was being held at Montgomery County Jail without bond. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 45-year-old William Edward Barr of Villisca was arrested at around 9 p.m. Sunday in Villisca. Barr was charged with domestic abuse assault. He, too, was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail. A traffic stop early Sunday morning just north of Villisca resulted in a drug arrest. 27-year-old Zachary Allen Colbank of Hopkins, Missouri, was pulled over just after 1 a.m. and charged with possession of controlled substance marijuana. Colbank was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Montgomery County K-9 unit assisted in conducting the arrest. And at around 12:30 p.m. Saturday, Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 41-year-old Justin Woods of Stanton on a valid Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. Woods was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Red Oak police arrested a woman on an OWI charge Sunday morning. 32-year-old Rebecca Marie Peterson of Stanton was arrested at around 2:20 a.m. for OWI first offense at the intersection of North 2nd and East Reed Streets. Peterson was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where she was held on a $1,000 cash bond. Police in Council Bluffs say an altercation near the Missouri River resulted in two Council Bluffs men suffering stab wounds and a search for two suspects. Officers were called to the area of North 41st Street and Avenue C just after 1 a.m. Sunday. They located the two victims. The first was identified as 26-year-old Joel D. Perdue. Perdue was suffering from stab wounds to both sides of his chest. He was transported to Creighton Hospital in Omaha with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The second victim was identified as 43-year-old Michael P. Straka. He suffered minor stab wound to the right hand. Straka received medical treatment at the scene by rescue personnel and was released. An investigation so far indicated a group of people were at the Missouri River Edge at a gathering. As the group was walking towards the levee, an altercation occurred between two suspects within the group and both of the victims, during which the victims suffered their injuries. The first suspect in connection with the incident was described as a black male with facial hair, 20 to 25 years old, about 6 feet tall and thin build. The second suspect was a white male with a beard and mustache, 20 to 25 years old, about 5 feet 9 inches tall with a stocky build. The investigation was ongoing by the Council Bluffs Police Department Criminal Investigation Division. Anyone with information that was in the area at the time of the incident is encouraged to call 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. Police in Council Bluffs say officers responded to a residence in the 100 block of South 7th Street early Sunday morning for a reported home invasion. Officers were notified at around 12:15 a.m. a resident of the home discovered a man in her apartment. The suspect fled from the scene carrying numerous items. Police checked the area, but they were unable to locate the suspect. He's described as a black male about 6 feet tall with a black rag on his head. Again, anyone with information pertaining to that incident can contact Council Bluffs Police at 328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-STOP. In the funeral announcements, Ruby Burial, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ruby Burial will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Sherry Hansen, age 73, of Harlan, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Sherry Hansen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Barbara Lee Huff, age 91, of Oakland, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Barbara Huff will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Oakland. Reacon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Ronald E. Burke, age 81, of Urbandale and formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Urbandale Health Center. Funeral services for Ronald Burke will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Larry Johnson, age 78, of the Fontenelle and Greenfield areas, died Thursday at West Haven Community in Boone. Funeral services for Larry Johnson will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Harold Hankey, a longtime Atlantic resident and retired jewelry store owner, died May 15th at the Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California. A celebration of life service for Harold Hankey will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. And Carolyn Steele, age 84, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Anita. Services for Carolyn Steele are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.